For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb. The 9th Annual Citizens Climate Lobby International Conference is wrapping up in Washington, D.C. today. Nebraskans from all three congressional districts are there. One of them is Mark Welch, co-chair of the Omaha chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby, or CCL. Welch says the CCL was designed to create a broad, sustainable foundation for climate action. He says their overarching goal is to get Congress to pass their carbon fee and dividend bill into law.
And that carbon fee and dividend is real simple. You simply put a fee, and it starts out really small, and it increases every year. A fee on carbon fuels based on how much carbon dioxide they put into the air. So by putting this fee on the fossil fuels, price for coal would go up more quickly than the price of natural gas. So it would encourage them to more quickly convert their coal-fired plants to use natural gas.
Welch says converting from coal to natural gas could cut the amount of CO2 released into the atmosphere in half. He says under their bill, only 4,000 to 5,000 companies would be taxed, those most directly involved with extracting or importing fossil fuels. And since companies would likely pass the cost down to consumers, their bill calls for any increased costs to be returned to customers.
So that we're insulated from those higher prices. In fact, with our plan, 75% of the people in this country would receive about the same amount of money that they would have to spend in higher costs or receive slightly more than that.
Dr. Don Wilhite, Professor Emeritus in Climatology and Drought Management at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and founding director of the National Drought Mitigation Center, says an extensive 2014 study by a number of UNL faculty concluded there is ample evidence for serious concern about the impact of climate change on the state of Nebraska and the country as a whole.
The implications in terms of increasing temperature, particularly increasing high temperature stress days, increased frequency and severity and possibly the duration of droughts, excessive precipitation events, all of these projections are going to have serious implications for Nebraska and economic development in Nebraska and sustaining our currently agricultural economy that's so important to this part of the country.
Wilhite says Nebraskans need to know that climate change is real, it's based on real science, and we need to get a handle on it now. He says since we have to find a way to limit the amount of carbon we're putting into the atmosphere, a carbon tax makes sense.
Those industries, those individuals and so on that are responsible for the large emissions of CO2 and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere should have to pay a price for doing that, because there are serious implications for the economy and the sustainability of the planet.
Welch says the CCL helped with the formation and growth of the Bipartisan Climate Solutions Caucus in the House of Representatives. Its rules require people to join in pairs, one from each party. He says the CCL is hopeful members of the Climate Solutions Caucus will introduce and co-sponsor their carbon fee and dividend bill. And Welch says he'd love to see Nebraska be the first state to have all its members of Congress join the Climate Solutions Caucus, something he hopes Nebraska citizens will urge them to do.
It's grown tremendously in the past year. Our local representative, Don Bacon, thank him very much. He joined the caucus a month after he was sworn into office, and he was number 24, and we're now in the 80s.
On this final day of the conference, around 1,000 CCL volunteers will visit the offices of nearly every member of Congress, encouraging them to support this carbon fee and dividend bill. For more information about the Citizens Climate Lobby, the website is cclusa.org. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb.